Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have Bibles. We just ask that you leave it here when you are departing. And I'd like to read a couple of verses in this. One is coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Here's what he says. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee, and what? Overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, one of the blessings that he has, this is under the blessings now, is found, and I'll start at verse 12, please. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 12, he said, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure in heaven and give you rain in your land in season and bless all the work of your hands. And thou shalt lend him into nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Wow. So God didn't make plans for us to borrow. He did make plans for us to lend. Now, borrowing, that's not a sin, but I'm saying that God wants to make you plenteous and good so you won't have to borrow. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Now, on the other side of that, are the curses. And that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. And he talks about these curses. He says this, but it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come on thee and overtake you. Let me show you a curse. Come all the way down to verse 44. And here's what he says a curse is. And he shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. And he shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Well, thank God for Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And he says this. He said that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Let's go over and see in Luke chapter 4, Jesus announcing this whole idea of debt cancellation. Look what he says here. And this is found in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, he came to announce supernatural debt cancellation. I didn't even say debt cancellation. I said supernatural. That's what he came to announce. Now, unless you expect the supernatural, you will not experience the supernatural. So you've got to expect it. You've got to believe that God is a super debt canceling God. And let me tell you something, folks. God's got a million ways to cancel your debt. All kinds of ways. Now, as you know, we were canceling a debt on this facility. We brought it down from $11 million down to $1.4 million. And we've got this envelope called seed. And I read you a scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. And here's what he says. Paul writes by revelation, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness." So he'll minister seed to the sower. So what did I do? We were studying on prayer. So I said, God spoke and said, "Hey, pay off the debt." And I said, "Okay, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it supernaturally." So he gave us Mark 11:24. And over in Mark 11:24, he says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you've received them and you shall have them." So I said, "I'd like for everyone to take a seed envelope and believe God for $1,000 to go in this seed, in this envelope. And then as you do it, because we take it, pay off the debt." Now notice how we're doing it. Not naturally, supernaturally. Because I ask you to believe God for it. And let God direct this $1,000 into this envelope. Now you can start with nothing but the promise of God that one, he's going to bless the work of your hands. And secondly, he gives seed or ministereth seed to the sower. So if you're a sower, he's going to give you some seed. So we look at a man named Abram. And his name was Abraham. God changed his name to Abraham. But he didn't have any kids. His wife was barren. God empowered them to have a son. His name was Isaac. Now Isaac grew up, but now God is asking for Isaac to be sown and offered up to him. So God just gave seed to the sower. Because he knew beforehand that Abraham would do it. So he chose him. And God knew that you could believe him for $1,000. That's why you're in this ministry. I didn't get a big amen on that. Now I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about if you're sitting up and taking nourishment, you can do this. If you got blood running through your veins, you can do this. So here it is. Now don't think I got to be so old or I got to be so young or I got to be, off welfare. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever your status, God will fill this envelope up with $1,000. And once you sow the $1,000, we're going to believe God that the outer debt flow is going to hit your house. And every debt's going to be wiped out. Say amen to that. This is the year of your breakthrough. Now, I have a seed sower, and I ask her to stay around in this service just to give you an idea of what she did and what was the cycle of events that happened for her to sow this seed. Please, come on up and praise God. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I started this at 7 o'clock this morning, so if the channel changes, it's okay.
Yeah, she's been here a long time.
Yeah. I serve in Foundation.
Amen.
It's okay, Pastor.
Amen.
It started in October. Pastor was talking about debt cancellation. So, we're talking about debt cancellation. I'm driving home, and I'm saying, "Lord, I don't like the way my bank account looks. It's not looking too good." So this is Sunday. Monday, I wake up, and I hear the Holy Spirit say, "Sell stock. Sell stock." I've been with my company for 28 years. I've never thought about selling stock. My husband wasn't too thrilled about it because, people think 401k stock is the same. It's not. 401k is not touched stock. I call, my boss calls me and she's talking to me and she says, I had this, the voice telling me to sell stock. And my boss said, "You know what stock is today? The price?" I said, "No, $121. So I'm like, "Wow, $121. So I call. I had to hang up because when I heard the amount that I had to hang up because I didn't really want to believe it at the time. So I called back again just to hear what they said. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to sell the stock. I come to the pastor and I say, Pastor, can you, you know, pray for me? Can you agree with me that, you know, my husband's not, he's not with it because he's still thinking 401k. Pastor, he agreed with me. And Pastor, when I walked away, Pastor may have said, you're going to get back what you paid on your debt cancellation. I heard double, so I walked away saying double. I'm getting double. Whatever I spend on my debt, I'm getting double back. So when I get home Monday, I wake up. I have to have an ambulance come pick me up because my blood pressure was 300 over 120. I get to the hospital, they tell me, now I got this money. The money is there, so I'm debt-free. Everything is going to be paid off. I get to the hospital, they said I shouldn't be walking, I shouldn't be talking. And this is only, what, six weeks ago. So I'm getting to the hospital, they tell me I shouldn't walk, I shouldn't talk, I shouldn't be doing anything, I should be dead with that type of blood pressure with my size. Okay, I'm going, I come back, I miss church two Sundays, and I'm mad about that. Come back, I still haven't paid all the debt off. When I started calculating all the money that I had everything paid, every house, car, everything paid, children, student loan, I had enough, and I still have more in. So I didn't take it all. I didn't even have to take it all. So then I'm ready. I haven't shared it yet. Now, it's going on like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, almost 2 months. I've been off work. My boss made sure I got paid. The 15th and the 31st, I had a check in the bank. I get a call, and Pastor told us, do not use the money you had in the bank. I'm not going to use that money. I'm going to use the money that someone's going to give me because I'm standing on my faith to get this $1,000. Now, I have it. I want to do it real bad because I want to show Pastor, yeah, I'm the first one. I have it to give, but I'm not going to do that because I'm going to stand on my faith like Pastor told us. I'm going to be obedient. So Monday, I'm back at work. I get back to work. I get home. I pass out again. I got to go back to, because the devil trying to take me out now. You know that, right? But Pastor just gave me a scripture. I'm ready now. Exodus 3:19. So I go back to the hospital. They keep me another 3 days. So I'm sitting here like, Lord, Saturday I'm not going to come. Today I said, look, I got to go. I got to go. I did not come here to share my testimony because I would have got my hair done. So I didn't come to do that. I'm sitting in my seat and I'm, you know, I'm praising worship and it's just great. It's great. And it tells me, write the check out, because the lady calls me and tells me I have a $3,000 check. A $3,000 check, that's my seed. So I'm getting ready to sow my seed. So when I get to, like, tell me, write it out, and I go and put it on Pastor. Now, I'm not trying to put, I'm over here praying, Lord, for real, Lord, for real. Put it in Pastor's seat. Lord, for real, Lord, for real. Put it in Pastor's seat. Put it in there before he comes. So I get up and I throw it on his seat and I run back to my seat. I ask for forgiveness for being disobedient this morning because one of the ushers told me, sister, you should have came to me first. But I'm just following what the Lord told me. And right on there, Pastor, I have to share my testimony. And Pastor, thank you so much for letting me share my testimony because it is true. If you just stay, he cannot take me out. He cannot do anything to me, my family, my children. Now, you know the children still in the packet, but that's okay. But he cannot do it. And my husband is now in agreement with me. He actually is loving me because I went and brought him a car, but all is well.
Hey.
Yeah, so thank you, Pastor.
Oh, give the Lord a hand. Now look at Exodus chapter 3 and verse 19. This is when God approached Moses. And Moses came down to get those children of Israel set free.
Yes.
But look what God told Moses himself. Watch this. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 19, pardon me. Exodus 3 and 19. I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a what? Mighty hand. Not by any human effort, no matter what you're trying to use, because you're not up against an intellectual devil. You're up against a devil that takes power. And when you start moving in the supernatural, now you're moving against the enemy and he cannot stop you. I'm here to tell you, God is a supernatural God.
Yes.
And he's ready to cancel every debt that's in this house. And as you just believe God for that seed, God's going to fill that envelope. And you're going to give God praise just like she did. Give the Lord praise. Let's welcome Sister Vicki Yowie. Glory to God.